This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show today. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. Man, am I happy to see you today. And so glad that you're tuned in. It was a great conversation. I was listening to the tail end of that, and I have to agree. I feel like men are in a really hard position, and they don't know what to do. I mean, as far as women are so kind of out of control in so many ways, in a small minority. And it doesn't speak to the rest of us women who actually really like and revere men and need them around and want them around. And, you know, I've raised boys, and let me just tell you, I love it that they're boys. And I used to say on the radio that if you weren't buying spray and wash to get the stains out of your boys' clothes, then you weren't doing a very good job parenting. Lots of spray and wash. That's the secret to that. And also, I feel bad because I think men are in a, like I said, a tight spot. And also, I'm probably the biggest anti-feminist you'll ever meet on the planet. And I think women have really ruined womanhood. And I think there is a lot to be said for really strong, really good women. And I really appreciate women. But I also appreciate men pretty equally, actually. If you want to talk equal, okay? I would say that I equally appreciate both. And I think these horrendous women are kind of just trying to destroy men, but they're not going to, because the vast majority of women in this country really understand that it takes both roles, and we need both to be strong and men to be strong. So I love that conversation. I also love that conversation for another reason, too. And it's talking about what they did with, I call it blowvid, because it blows, but COVID, the whole masterminded idea of COVID. You know, it was funny. A friend of mine said recently that they took a COVID test. And I know this person knows what a farce it is. But here's the deal, though. Many times on the show, since day one, right, on this show, on my show, whatever, I've said over and over again, the FDA, there is no COVID in the test. The FDA on the pamphlet that you can go look up online, there's a question in there, and it says, will I get COVID from this test? And it says, there is no COVID in the test, but it's called a COVID test. Isn't that strange? Makes one wonder, doesn't it? You're not going, it's just a name. They could have named it blobbity-gook test, and everyone would go, am I going to get blobbity-gook? It's that ridiculous. There is no COVID in the test, and they admit it. The FDA admits it in writing on the very brochure they give you when you go take a test. So stop testing. What testing does is it furthers their lies. It furthers the whole scandemic. And the more we buy into it, even in the smallest way, it gives them power. And the only thing I want to do is take power away from them. So today, I want to talk to you a little bit of a different angle on the fires. I know you've heard a lot. They've covered fires so magnificently on this show and so many angles. But I want to bring in a new angle and something that is maybe not being talked about as much, but I observed, found a little strange, given all the history and research I do. So I want to talk about that in relation to property rights. And then I also want to give you a lot of things that you could probably do right now this summer to sort of prepare for what's coming. We know the digital dollar's coming. We know we're going to wipe out cash. We know all these things are on the horizon. You can feel it. I can feel it. We all have that gut sense that there is a transition going on. I do not think we'll go into a depression. I think we're going into a transition. And that transition is going to be, if I say the word interesting, it doesn't do it justice. It's going to be hard, but it's also going to be something that I hope that we can kind of get a grasp on and maybe some control over for our own lives, because that's the only way we're going to pull out of all of this, if we pull out of all of this. And I do have a lot of hope in man. So when I come back, I want to give you a lot of things. And I also want to give you a prediction from 1991 in a book. Okay. But that's when I come back. So we'll start with the fires. And I want to give you maybe a different angle on that to think about.
I just reviewed the tape where people were trying to volunteer and, of course, couldn't get in anywhere. Kind of scary, isn't it? When government takes over, man, they really take over. And they sure did in this whole agenda. So I will be right back on The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. We have a lot to talk about today. It'll be good.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. All the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That means everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Back here with you, Kate Daly, and I am hosting this hour for The Alex Jones Show, so appreciate him. And let me just start out with this. I know you've probably heard this because I think to people's amazement, right, fire and fury, the story of 2023, Maui fire and its implications for climate change. Of course, they had to put climate change in the title. Why wouldn't they? I mean, there's so many boneheads that are actually going to believe that. And so I'm calling this, you know, the fire that they're getting away with. Truly. But isn't it interesting that this event was from the 8th to 11th, and this book is already out on Amazon by Miles Stones. Interesting name. Anyway, Fire and Fury, the story of 2023 Maui fire. You guys find that a little weird? Okay. And also, of course, the whole context of the book is climate change. And you can't make this crap up anymore. It's gripping and eye-opening account of one of the most devastating wildfires in Hawaii's history and how it reveals the urgent need to address the global climate crisis. Notice how they're not really talking about the fires. They're just talking about the global climate crisis. I love that. So I was reviewing tapes on, of course, the bought and paid for governor of Hawaii talking about, and I know you've seen this tape, where he's talking immediately about the housing he wants to build and the new city he wants to build and how he is pretty much begging at this point for the state to buy up the land. And people were posting about the insurance part of this. As far as that goes, how is anyone going to rebuild? They're going to have to give it to the insurance companies. The insurance companies aren't going to do anything. I've heard all kinds of things. They don't have enough money built in because the money is really about the land, not about the structure, and all kinds of things. So there's a real defeatist thing going on where the messaging is the state will take your property whenever it wants, and they're going to make it so. And so now you have to try to fight for your land. Whereas if your house burnt down today, okay, and I hope it doesn't, if your house burnt down today, you would go to your insurance company and you would rebuild the home, okay? You would rebuild the home. The home is insured. So why aren't they talking about that, right? It's very, very, very bizarre. So I was looking at a couple of things. And one of them, obviously, I just want to point out the most obvious things. The fire was hot enough to melt steel, but not hot enough to burn wood all around it. Gosh, that seems so reminiscent of almost, well, let's see, 22 years ago. Huh. Yeah, I remember that. Anyway, and the fire was strange, and it's by the water, and it's a very weird, it's not a wild brush fire. It was actually more or less the fire by the city on the streets and by certain buildings. I don't see any big resorts getting firebombed. The governor comes out, the bought and paid for governor, and he talks that little Joshy, and he talks about how, oh my gosh, it was like a bomb exploded. I thought that was kind of interesting. A little bit of a tell. They always slip up. There's always those slip ups when they're describing things that sound a little off. Because usually when you're talking about a fire, you're not really going to be saying that. You're not going to say it looks like a bomb went off. You're just going to say, look what the fire did. Okay? The trees around the area don't look really ravaged by a hurricane. We know that the feed was manipulated with space gaps, you know, time gaps, I should say, in and spaces within the video. We know that there's a lot of problems here with what we're visualizing and what we're shown in print, okay? And they're often doing black and white photos, which is really strange. But it seems as though this particular energy weapon, or did I say that out loud? Direct energy weapon seems to be pointed directly at certain types of homes and businesses, not the resorts. Okay. So now that we have established that, and I know that you, I know they've done great recaps here. I know Greg has done some great recaps and Alex and so, and Owen. But here you go. You have this particular city. People can't get in. They cannot help. And there's a lot of really strange things. Then they talked about the banyan tree, okay? And then they said, well, maybe it's okay. Maybe it just burnt on the outside. I thought that was a little weird. But what were they doing inside the articles? They were saying over and over again, how protected this area should be. And they talked about the goddess of Maui and the pond there and all kinds of different elements to make you emotional about protection. Oh, can this stay? And so your next thought should be, as the governor is telling you, I want to protect this property. Never happen again. I'm not specifically talking about the loss of life. We all know the loss of life is horribly sad. The government, I think, could care less about the loss of life. But know that a lot of prayers are going up for these people that are caught in the crosshairs of whatever government does. And government does a lot of things. And they do not care about us. As evidenced in the 1950s and 60s on the reports of ways to basically kill us off and then blame it on other countries. So we have those reports, right? So, and those projects that are written out that we have access to. So I'm not just saying that. It's actually true. So here we are. I don't see the firefighting teams. I don't see the helicopters. It seems like in a lot of false flags, there's no helicopters. And I know that I've mentioned a few false flags here. There's no helicopters. There's no, like, things that you would see on the ground. Witnesses were saying, you know, there wasn't the alarms, there wasn't the firemen coming. It was a really strange scene and bizarre. Okay. And now, I don't know if they're being honest about the death count. I don't know what's happening there. But let me tell you what happened yesterday. So yesterday, and this happened, I mean, my gosh, was it included in the book by Miles Stones? I mean, my gosh, who gets out a book in a couple of days? I don't know. Who writes and gets it out and publishes it in a couple of days, but I'll move forward. There were two articles that I thought were really strange. One from Reuters, which is bought and paid for. And they talked about Moody's investor service that estimated insurance losses from wildfires in Maui to about $1 billion. More than 2,000 structures were damaged, destroyed, and 27 structures exposed. Okay, that was as of yesterday. What's interesting is it said the average single family home valued at $1.5 million estimated losses would affect property and casualty insurers with significant homeowners and commercial property market share. Okay, but we are talking about a smaller city on a smaller island, and as far as structures go, it's a lot of structures, but I wouldn't say it's going to change the industry forever. But this is the message you guys got. Right. So this was the message they were trying to send yesterday. Then the New York Times did the other part of this setup, and it said Maui fires come at a moment of turmoil for the insurance industry. That was the full title, New York Times. Maui fires come at a moment of turmoil for the insurance industry. Now, before I talked about California, and I talked about one insurer saying, I'm not going to insure. Now, what are they doing? Why are they saying this yesterday? Why are they concentrating on this? They said Hawaii has the nation's lowest rates for homeowner coverage because it has not suffered many natural disasters. Oh my gosh, they've had volcanoes. They had a hurricane about 40 years ago, did some massive damage. What do you mean? What do you mean this is new? Okay. And that insurers aren't really insuring them, you know, kind of low because, you know, there's not much happening over there. Give me a break. They're on an island. Okay. And so They talked about the devastating wildfires, this is New York Times, in Hawaii, have come at an upheaval for the insurance industry in a place that has not been considered very risky by underwriters. It's on the coast. It's risky. Why are they doing the article? They're doing the article for the big setup. What they're doing is they want to change the insurance industry. They want to stop funding homes. They want to stop funding loans. And I went back to like 2018 and 19 when people started claiming that certain homes were not getting funded by insurance companies. Do you guys notice something? The banks aren't talking about anything. You're not hearing one single word about the banks. You're only hearing about the insurance companies. Insurance this, insurance that, insurance companies won't pay. Then you've got a governor saying, oh, I think we have a plan already ready to do some housing here, workforce housing. And oh, by the way, I think the state should own this and maybe do a memorial. No, you have a fire, you rebuild. This is easy stuff. This is not revolutionary. This is not new. Why are they talking this way? Why are they trying to convince everybody that insurance is in turmoil? So they're doing the setup for insurance being in turmoil is what they're doing. It's all propaganda to get you to believe that insuring a home is going to be extremely difficult in the future. And that maybe only elite can do it. Interesting. I'll be right back for the Alex Jones Show on KDLU.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So happy to be with you today. So these wildfires, really you can't call them wildfires because they were really city fires. Not quite sure how that happens to you. Wink, wink. Anyways, was it a directed energy weapon? Well, in 2019, there was an article, I think it was Forbes, that said that the Pentagon wanted to use these sort of direct energy weapons by 2023. What year is it? Oh, yeah. Awkward. So was it that? There's been a lot about that. I'll get into that in just a moment. But the New York Times wrote this article, and this was yesterday, and they said this. They said, the devastating wildfires in Hawaii have come at a time in upheaval for the insurance industry. In a place that has not been considered very risky by underwriters. I'm sorry, but I don't believe that for a second. They are pumping you with propaganda that the insurance company has problems, that you might not get, you can go buy a home, a very expensive home, but if you don't get it insured, you're not getting that house. Where have the banks been in all of this? Not a single solitary word. Yeah. It's really strange. But, you know, if you understand who these guys are and what they do and who they control, then it makes a little more sense, to tell you the truth. So what they kept saying was the state's residents have generally paid low home insurance rates, the cheapest in the country. I don't believe Hawaii would be the cheapest in the country. Okay. Anyway, but because there are relatively few natural disasters like Florida and California. You notice how they specifically mention those two states, because those two states are the only states you've heard about, really, unless you're building a home in the mountains where there have been people that have said, I can't get it insured. But California and Florida seem to be the two places, right, that you're going to see the insurance company, not across the country. So they're pumping you to make a problem, so that you think it's a problem, it becomes a problem, if that makes sense. And I know you probably are miles ahead of me on that. So what they said was this in this New York Times article yesterday. This is the focus. Remember that insurance rates are set on a state level with varying degrees of government regulation and intervention. And typically states like Hawaii have strong private insurance market. They haven't needed forceful state laws on rates. What should that say to you right there? What it says to me, and I research, I study probably 8-9 hours a day, actually, and I have for almost 13 years, okay? So what that sentence says to me, and I'll say it again, typically states like Hawaii have strong private insurance markets, have not needed forceful state involvement on rates yet. What happens if they do? What happens if people cannot get property? Only the elites can't hang on to property because of insurance rates, right? Because you have a contract with your home, but your insurance company can fluctuate, right? Because you re-sign with them, you know, and in terms, okay? And so do they have a little more control over your home than mortgages? Because I think when we think property rights, we always think, well, you know, we're bound in a mortgage. It's a contract, okay? But the problem is that the insurance companies and the taxation, property taxation, can throw big wrenches in property rights. And this is why they're talking about it right now. They're doing the setup right now. The setup for insurance is going to get a lot harder to get. Not because it was a real problem causing it. Anytime there's a disaster, you go in, you fund it. But I have to remind everybody, PG&E got brought up on charges, right? For manslaughter, for arson, for those fires in 2020. Don't forget that. PG&E. So do we know that government, in some shape or form, could cause these things? Sure, we do. Yeah. It's evidenced. It's witnessed. And also, this is what David Martlett said, professor at Appalachian State University. Is there something? Anyway, I think insurers are going to start factoring in the increased frequency and severity of wildfires. You've already seen that in California. We may see that across the board. Are we looking at more fire bombings from direct energy weapons? Is this a reason that they can sort of tilt the insurance company into this whole problematic industry now? Right? Uber expensive industry that outprices everybody out of a home. So let me kind of give you big picture on this, because I always like big picture. The big picture on this would be to understand the insurance companies for just a moment. Edward, and this came from Dr. David Martin, Edward Jenner in the late 1700s, I think it was 1794 or 96, invented the vaccine, okay? Which, by the way, it gets its derivation from cattle. We're the cattle. Anyway, Jenner decided that there should be an opportunity, right? And you could play around with the weaponization of nature. And in 1803, a conversation started right after that, right at the inception of our country, right after, with how to use the plague to possibly our advantage, or their advantage, I'm sorry, not our advantage. Plagues are like bacteria caused, and that's why they spread, okay? So you have a situation where they were setting up, hey, we have these shots, and hey, we have these plagues from the past. What could we do with them? In 1883, 80 years later, Francis Galton came up with an answer to that and said these beautiful things called bacteria, all of these things, this weaponization of nature, would start the eugenics program, okay? Kind of like a business plan, if you will. It included the insurance companies, and this is where the insurance companies were sort of really born and then gave us a whole new surge in the GDP at the time, and this was 1883 to 93, that 10 years, okay? The insurance companies took hold, and I don't think we realize the overall impact this has on our society. No one ever talks about insurance companies. In fact, they did not talk about them for the last 3 years, okay? The payouts, the things. And I talked about it, I think the last time I was on here, I talked about the fact that the numbers were insane. The numbers were through the roof for payouts in 21 and 22, not necessarily 2020. When supposedly COVID was ravaging the earth. Give me a break. What a lie. Such a lie. It was a label, you guys. And I know you know that. So the insurance companies crop up. And in 1904, who was on that platform, that dais, when the president came into being in 1905 and from then on? And we're talking from the early 1900s, you had the fully owned presidents, like with Colonel House in the background, kind of directing things at the beginning. You had all of these shadowy figures, right, of the deep state really going to bat starting in the early 1900s. And who was on that platform with the president of the United States to kind of say, here we are, and we're in control because of the eugenics program that was started through the use of vaccines, and it was New York Life and Aetna and the insurance companies of America. The insurance companies, by the way, they're still going strong. Isn't it interesting? They hardly ever fail. Your big ones, yep, just keep on chugging along. Do they control the bank? We always think the banks are the banks, but is there a lot of control coming from the insurance companies? And Dr. David Martin made the assertion that they actually rule much of what's going on, but they do it so quietly and so behind the scenes, right? But when they could game death in eugenics, when they could game death, there was just a hell of a lot of money to be had. And that's been the problem for the last, well, over a century now, right? Insane. 2 centuries. Be right back for the Alex.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds with some very exciting announcements. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is a bestseller. It's an amazing product. all the key amino acids, all the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals. That makes everything you need to live and be healthy in one tasty, delicious powder that you put in a pitcher, mix up, drink in the morning, lunch, nighttime, middle of the night. It is simply amazing, and it empowers your immune system and your whole body. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get 10% off for signing up for AutoShip. We got double Patriot points. That's 10% off on your next order right now. All of that is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Things like 3,000 milligram CBD oil that just does over-the-top things for your neurological system, your joints, your bones, and so much more. Try it. I know you're going to love it. And it funds the InfoWar. Also, try the 1,000 milligram salve for your joints and bones. It's under the private label Rebels In at InfoWarsStore.com. Check it out. So many other great products. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
On the Alex Jones Show. Happy to be with you today. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host for the hour. And just talking a little bit about the insurance companies. Yeah, it makes me sick. It really does. It makes me sick because there's been such a big power play going on. You know, they rushed the Federal Reserve to happen right before World War I. But I don't think many people realize that they actually insured the soldiers for the first time. Do you realize that? Most families didn't even know they were insured and never picked up the benefits of a lost loved one. But they sure made out on that too. And what happened in World War I was the vaccination program, kind of that trial run to make it look like we had this big disease. When I went back in the archives on that, you know, that was like 13-page news. It wasn't even cover news at the time. And I told you in previous episodes that they bumped the numbers up every year. So what was very, very low now is 50 to 100 million people died from that. But they used that in many ways. Number one, to pump up numbers. Number two, they insured the soldiers. They made money that way. But once the insurance companies got into effect, once they sort of took hold, isn't it interesting? It was right before you had the banking taken over, central banking put in place. You had the wars. You had very manipulated wars. All kinds of things transpired. The move into socialism, all kinds of things from that time on. Very, very strange. But what's the purpose? Why are they? What's the coverage about? The coverage is supposed to make you feel like the government can take your land with eminent domain, and that you have no say, and that whatever the government decides to do, if they want to do a memorial in Maui and then put up government housing, that they're going to do it. And now you have to try to fight for your property rights. You shouldn't have to fight for your property rights. You're insured, heavily insured. Build it back and don't let them take over. And I know the people of Maui will bound. Well, hopefully they'll band together and won't let that happen. And it's really a pitiful circumstance because the people are caught in the crosshairs, you know, and those are the true victims. There's all kinds of false flags for different reasons. Some events don't happen. Some events do, and all use, right, by the government for whatever purpose they want to use that for. And so in this one, people were victimized, and that's the hard part about that. To have to think about is the sad part of the loss of life, because I think the government doesn't really care. And that's an understatement of the century, is it not? Okay, so I wanted to say two things. Well, more than two things, but I'll start with this. The CDC 2 days ago came out with the recommendation that all babies under 8 months old entering the first RSV season receive a newly improved injection called Beyfortus. And children up to 19 months are considered vulnerable to severe RSV. Do you know how rare severe RSV is? Do you know it's been around for a really long time? And guess what, folks? We survive. Yeah, it's called a cold. And yes, yeah, some babies in America will get that cold worse than others, right? Maybe it's from the other shots they were given before that. Who knows? That weakened their immune system. But please stop giving any babies these shots and injections. Please say no. We need a t-shirt. We need a t-shirt, Alex, that says no more shots. Say no to anybody with a needle, please. They had just come out with the new, the new shot, Arexv, however, I'm the name murderer. So Arexv, I think, is what it is. And it was approved for lower respiratory tract disease caused by RSV. And that was in May. You guys, it's a cold. We don't need any shots. We don't need any shots. It's getting to the point where no matter what it is, hangnail, here's a shot, right? You got bunions? Here's a shot. Stop saying yes to their injections. Why do they want to put a needle in you every single time you turn around? Why are they so insistent on every single thing is fixed with a government-approved, FDA-ridiculous-approved shot? You want to go stick a needle in your baby? Let the baby grow up and let the baby decide for themselves whether or not they want to get shot up with 90 shots. Please, please stop giving these shots. Oh my gosh, they're scaring these poor little parents. And it's the saddest thing I've seen because they're scaring them and they're saying you're not a good parent if you don't go do these things. All you're doing is weakening that baby's immune system horribly, if not death or autism or maiming or all the other things that can occur too, please. So we have this triple demic coming up. And one thing I would say to everybody is if you have a loved one in a nursing home, if you have a loved one that is in a facility where Medicaid, is it Medicaid or Medicare? I always get confused, but the one for older people, I always forget which one it is. Anyway, if it's controlled by that, and they declare whatever new globbity-gook variant from hell they want to come up with, Trojan horse variant, okay? They're coming up with them every single month. Nobody cares, but they're still coming up with them. But if they actually try to make it look like it's real and do something with it, your loved one will be locked down quicker than anything. So that shot that I just mentioned is for older people and babies. Please don't give it to older people too, please. But make sure your paperwork, make sure that you get to an attorney, make sure that you are in control as much as you can possibly be, or move them to a facility where you do have control. And if you can't get your loved one out, I think one of the best ideas you can do is if that happened and your loved one was locked into a facility and you can't get to them because of government and all the workers, the little brown shirted workers are going along with the ideas that they have to do whatever the state tells them to do because they don't have an American bone in their body. Well, get them out on hospice. Get them out on hospice. Do something else. Get them out of that situation because they think the right to give them whatever shots and to do whatever they want to them and keep them isolated. And I don't want to see that happen again. I really fear for people right now because you know something else is coming, or Pfizer wouldn't be trying to pay off all the governors trying to get Pfizer plants, more Pfizer plants, and you know they're working in their states, and you know they're working on more shots, and you know they have at least 300 to 400 shots right now ready to go to pimp to you by using all of mainstream media to pimp Pfizer commercials and whatnot. So you know more is coming, and whether it's faked like the whole Blovid thing, or whether maybe some people actually do something to a few people and everybody thinks it's coming for them, whatever the case may be, please secure your loved one, your precious mother, your precious father, your precious loved one. Make sure that they're okay. And right now is a really good time to do that. Just like right now is a really good time to have a plan. If stuff hits the fan, if something happens, put a plan into motion. This is a great time to do it. It's a great time to do food storage. It's a great time to bulk up on supplements. And also, get a breathing machine, a respiratory machine, so that if something happened and they did use respiratory, they're about $200-$300 and you need one for your home. And you could actually go in with it with other family members and friends so that you have one that can be shared, you know, because not everybody's sick at once, right? But if that were to happen and somebody in your family fell ill, the last place I'd want to go to is a government-controlled hospital, which is basically all the hospitals now. So have that apparatus right now. Don't wait until the fall or winter when you can't get one or when they're sold out. Get it right now and get ahead on prescriptions, right? Get ahead on prescriptions right now. Make sure you have some ivermectin. Make sure you have some budesonide. That's the steroid, right? These are wonderful things that you need to have in your arsenal. And right now is a good time because nobody's thinking about it. You know what they're thinking about? Vacation and back to school. Okay. So where the nation is kind of fixed on the whole back to school thing, they're not getting these things. And there are a lot of there's only some really good thinking doctors in America left. I think Dr. Artis said there's like 600 really good doctors left in the nation. Find one and get some scripts ahead of some things you can keep in your house. I mean, the pandemic office at the White House opened up for business. Well, if you open up a business, if you open up an office at the White House, you got to have something to do.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
imagine. It's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So glad to be with you. I know I don't bring great news, right? But, you know, it's good to be awake because you can't fight all this if you're not awake. And then I think our biggest challenge is going to be to help our friends, our kids, our grandkids, really in particular, see what's coming and understand what's ahead of them, because that's kind of the more scary part of this. And I know all of you worry about that. Is, you know, you've had your, you know, this life, but what about them and what are they going to have to contend with? It's interesting to have a crystal ball. And I talked about the fact that the White House opened up their pandemic office. I know you know this. Just recently. So, of course, they have to have something to do and open up an office and just sit there. Okay. So that world of hurt's coming for us. And I just hope we can see through it this time. Now that we have wisened up, okay, many, many people have, man, the first week of Blovid, I got so much hate mail. I just said, you don't get it. We're all going to die. Anyway, people weren't dying of COVID. They just weren't. They were dying from ICUs. Okay, so there's another crystal ball, and I don't know if I mentioned this before on the show. Strauss and Howe, who did the fourth turning. Everybody talks about that, right? The fourth turning. And yeah, they could have nailed that as far as the turnings go and discussing the phases of life that we go through. They did a book about generations. So it was called Generations, A History of America's Future. and it was 1584 to 2069. Okay, obscure number. 2069, not a round number, but whatever. So this book was written by them, Strauss and Howe, in 1991, and it discusses the history of the United States as a series of generational biographies going back to 1584. So in the fourth turning, they talk about, you know, this fourfold cycle of generational types and moods and things like that. And then they wrote this piece in this 1991 book. So let me just share this with you one more time. And I really was going to share it. Where is it? Okay, here we go. All right. So, this is what they wrote. They said, this is page 15 of, this book, Generations, The History of America's Future. Okay. Page 15, prelude. It says, no one, for example, can foretell the specific emergency that will confront America during what we call the crisis of 2020. Nor, of course, the exact year in which this crisis could find its epicenter. What we do claim our cycle can predict is that during the late 2010s and early 2020s, American generations will pass deep into a crisis era, constellation, and mood, and that as a consequence, the nation's public life will undergo a swift and possibly revolutionary transformation. With what's coming next week as far as announcements from BRICS, the digital ruble, the digital currency, the obvious, you can just see how it's kind of rolling forward, can't you? This will be a transition. It'll be a transition. They'll try to make it look really good before the 2024 election so that it can look, everything can look nice and beautiful, painting lipstick on a pig, but... And then 2025, we're going to go into hurt mode again, I do believe. But it's kind of the cycles in which the government works and how they like to game things. This is what we were talking about in the beginning, gaming death, okay? And being able to create weapons and things that look like it causes natural disasters, as promised in Project Bluebeam. It was all about, you know... using technology, AI, and creating earthquakes and creating natural disasters that look really natural, but they're not. So who benefits? Well, the government gobbles up land. It's a land grab. Of course, you realize it. And then also the insurance company games it. And then, of course, by screwing with the insurance company, right, then everyone goes, well, they can sort of accept that more as a reason that they can't get a house. Because, you know, natural occurrences, wildfires, things like that, right? Instead of a bank just saying no to you for no apparent reason, right? Because now they're all into this equity and everyone should get a loan and the middle class of America should pay for poor people to get loans and they shouldn't have stringent things against their loans. And that's going to get really messy. But if you start really screwing with the insurance, it's going to get hard to get anything insured. Okay. And so when they were talking about this crisis of 2020, it's amazing what their own crystal ball looked like, right? And who is Neil Howe anyway? Do you ever wonder about that? How are they able to write all of this? He has a really curious history. He worked in Washington, D.C., Neil Howe of Strauss and Howe, as a public policy consultant on global aging, long-term fiscal policy, and migration. His positions included advisor to public policy to the Blackstone Group. The Blackstone Group. Blackstone, BlackRock, same thing. Really and truly. I actually just read an article where they actually wanted to screw up the name so that everyone would be confused. Blackstone, BlackRock. Same people behind all of it. And he was a policy advisor to the Concord Coalition and the senior associate for Global Aging Initiative for the Center of Strategic and International Studies. Gosh, it's like globalists. Yeah. So a globalist and a globalist get together and write out the patterns and write out the things coming. Do you think these are well-laid plans? We're not so much of a conspiracy theorist, are we? We're more of people that just understand what plans look like, can read a plan, can understand a plan. And nothing is chalked up to coincidence. That's how it works. Nothing. So don't ever chalk anything up to coincidence. The coincidence theorists out there love that, by the way. They just love it. That's merely a coincidence. The government talking about housing projects that they would like to put on that property just days after it happened? They didn't even have a meeting. Did they even get a Zoom call in Maui? Really? The plan's already there? They're already talking that way? Jeez. What a land grab. So this is important, I would definitely say, getting prepared for this. But, you know, you hear that a lot. I know you guys hear getting prepared all the time. But if your bank account was to close tomorrow, are you okay? All of these things. Do you guys know, I didn't mention this, but in that RSV shot, do you know in the trial, 22 people died in the trial? Do they care? No, they don't care. Children aren't peeling off from RSV every single day in mass quantities. But 22 people did die in the trial for the RSV shot. What should that tell you? It tells me that insurance companies are behind more than we think. It tells us that we want to have a defeatist attitude. They want us to have a defeatist attitude as far as do not protest. Okay? Don't protest. Don't protest. You might be hauled into jail forever by the government. Don't protest. That's the message they're sending. And then, of course, the other message is you have to fight for your property rights. Well, wait a minute. What if you have a mortgage and you have an insurance company that is bound to pay? What's the problem here? Half of America didn't burn down. Why do you have to fight for your property rights? There should be absolutely no discussion like that. The only discussion is, when are you going to send me a check, insurance company, and paying the bill? So why all the news coverage about what a fight it's going to be? It's not a fight. Don't make it into a fight. That's what's so important about this. That's how the propaganda works. It gets us to believe that all these things are true. Okay? And I know people are in the, I'll spend 2 minutes on voting. People are into primaries right now, and everybody, I would have to say your local elections are way more important than who wins the presidency and then who's the figurehead of the president in 2024. Who you put on those city councils, who you put on those in those county commissioner positions, 3,000 counties in America. You want to save the country? You save the counties. So the COVID bucks got spread around to all the counties in America through the states, and they really wanted them to go in on a spending spree and use all that money. Why? Because it created ties and relationships, and they're bound to the state. This is why you don't see city sovereignty a lot. They have it, they just don't utilize it. When you're voting for somebody, stop looking at the buzzwords. You got to save America, it's broken, I'm here to fix it, I want to balance a budget. No. Do they have a backbone? Are they okay with being threatened with their life and their family's life? Will they stand up no matter what the cost? Okay. And do they understand liberty and do they understand the Constitution? Those are the questions you have to ask. And if they can't answer that and they give you this really weird, you know, answer, they kind of look muddled, right? They're not the person. There's a lot of globalists vying for office right now. There's a lot of like pat you on the head and do what you're told kind of people. Don't go for that. Make sure they have a backbone and some courage. It's going to take a lot of courage to stand up to the rest of the globalists on every city council and county commissioners in this country right now to save our country. I'm Kate Daly for The Alex Jones Show. Sure enjoyed spending some time with you. Wish it was better news, but you know what? There's still a fight on, and we can still do it. And you know what?
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Alex Jones here in the next 60 seconds.